I'd encountered plenty of culture shock since I'd swapped my cheating husband and my career in the San Francisco PD for a remote Irish island. Discovering that used car salesmen were the same slick son of a guns all over the world was almost a comfort. I fixed the proprietor of Zippy Motors with a hard stare. "I'll give you $300, and not a penny more." "Ah, come on, Maggie. A man's gotta eat. This little beauty will zip you around. Huh, just like our slogan." Jack Logan treated me to the killer smile that had left a trail of broken hearts across Whisper Island in the years before he'd developed a beer belly and a comb-over. I remained unmoved. "The car is fit for scrap metal," I said. "Before I shell out any money, never mind your insane asking price, I need to know the vehicle will survive the couple of months I'm staying on the island."
"Sure it will."
Jack spread his palms wide in a gesture that was presumably designed to put his customers at ease.
"Would I sell you a lemon? I value my reputation."
I rolled my eyes. "Your reputation stinks. You're still in business because you get an influx of clueless tourists every summer who are willing to rent one of your wrecks for the season." The salesman's composure faltered.
"No, that's a bit harsh."
"But true. I'm Lenny's friend, remember? Your cousins told me all about you." And the parts Lenny hadn't told me, I could guess. Jack wore designer clothes and reeked of expensive aftershave. I glanced up at Zippy Motors' battered sign. Somehow, I doubted Jack funded his flash lifestyle with the money he made from selling and renting wrecks. I strolled around the Ford Fiesta, examining it for obvious patches of rust. "Today's your lucky day, Jack. I'm in need of a cheap ride. And your establishment is on the island if there's any issue with my purchase." I made eye contact. "You do offer an after-purchase warranty, right?" The man's Adam's apple bobbed.
Sure, but nothing will go wrong with the car."
"For your sake, I hope not." I patted the ancient vehicle, and it didn't fall apart under my touch. I took this to be a good sign. "Cash, I presume?" Once I'd completed my transaction with Jack Logan, I slid behind the wheel of my new-to-me ride and drove out of Smuggler's Cove. I hung a left at the crossroads on the edge of town and headed in the direction of my new home, a sweet little holiday cottage on the far side of Whisper Island. As a thank you for my help in solving a murder mystery, my aunts and friends had pooled their resources to pay for 3 months' rent on the cottage, thus treating me to an extended vacation on their island. I'd moved in last week. After spending 6 weeks living with my aunt Noreen and her menagerie of animals, I was still getting used to the silence. The drive across the island took 30 minutes. I took it slow, soaking in the sights. The snow we'd had earlier in the winter hadn't lasted long, and now that it was early March, the first signs of spring were starting to show. The days were growing longer, and a few flowers had begun to bloom. As the road wound around the edge of the cliffs, I passed woodland and rolling green hills before finally reaching the gates of my new residence. My cottage was part of a complex of 8 holiday homes named Shamrock Cottages, although I had yet to see any evidence that shamrocks grew in the vicinity. Built on a slope, the cottage boasted a spectacular view of the sea through my front windows. Each cottage in the complex had a fenced-in garden with just enough room for an outdoor table and chairs. There was also a communal playground, as well as a shared games room, neither of which I'd had reason to use. When I drove through the gates of Shamrock Cottages, Noreen was waiting on my doorstep. She wore a wide smile on her face and balanced a tray of freshly baked scones in her arms.